Good morning and welcome to the Mountain View Baptist Church radio broadcast. This is Pastor Kevin J. Norton inviting you and your family to any of our services beginning on Sunday morning at 10 a.m. Our Sunday school at 10:45, our worship service begins, and then Sunday evening at 5 p.m. We also have a midweek prayer service on Wednesday night at 7 p.m. Our program can also be seen on the local cable channel 97 on the second and fourth Thursday night at 8 p.m. Our services are also found live on YouTube. Our church is located 1 mile off the Mountain View Road in Tryon. We're just an old-fashioned Bible-believing church where Jesus is Lord. Come be with us. Until then, may the Lord richly bless you is our prayer.
No place to go, and you think no one knows what you're going through. When you've done all you can, you're exhausted, my friend, and there's nothing else left you can do. When life overwhelms you, or someone betrays you, and you feel like nobody cares, there's still one place I know. When there's no place to go, I can go to the Master and pray.
I can go to the Master. He always listens. He welcomes my plea because he cares about me. He won't overlook my petition. He's standing above and he's watching in love. He's waiting my burdens to bear. He's got time for you and a place for me too. I can go to the Master in prayer.
When the world turns on me, I'm so blind I can't see. Doubts are everywhere. When my friends turn me down and my spirit is bound, I can't rise above all my fears. When pain won't release me, there's no peace within me. I'm feeling like life is unfair. When my night's sleep is lost and I've turned and I've tossed, I can go to the Master in prayer.
I can go to the Master. He always listens. He welcomes my plea because he cares about me. Won't overlook my petition. He's standing above and he's watching in love. He's waiting my burdens to bear. He's got time for you and a place for me too. I can go to the Master and pray. Life's a dead end, I can still recommend you can go to the Master in prayer.
Here I stand beside this chilly waters waiting for my final call.
Standing by the river,
standing by the river, looking me on, gazing toward the land of fadeless beauty where no surges rise and fall. Standing by the river,
standing
waiting for the boat man.
Listening to the music.
Listening to the music on the other shore.
I can hear the angels.
I can hear the angels.
Singing out a welcome.
Singing out a welcome with my friends and loved ones.
Who have gone
before. From the land of endless glory, fall upon my listening ear.
Standing by the river,
standing by the river, looking me on. Faces of my friends, I often vision. Forms of loved ones oft appear.
Standing by the river.
Looking me on.
Standing by the river.
Standing by the river.
Waiting for the
boatman.
Listening to the music.
Listening to the music on the other shore.
I can hear the angels.
I can hear the angels. Out a welcome with my friends and loved ones who have gone before. Shadows of the night are swiftly falling low. I hear the boatman's oar.
Standing by the river.
Standing by the river, looking me on. Many are the voices sweetly calling. I must tarry here no more.
Standing by the river,
looking me on.
Standing by the river.
Standing by the river.
Listening to the music.
Listen to the music on the other shore.
I can hear the angels.
I can hear the angels.
Singing out a welcome.
Singing out a welcome with my friends and loved ones.
Who
have gone
Amen. What a beautiful day the Lord's give this morning. I trust you're up making preparations to go to the house of the Lord. Present yourself before Him to enter in through His gates with thanksgiving, through His courts with praise, and come before His presence with singing and gladness in your heart. And I hope you just get in the right frame of mind to worship this morning. For God is good, and He always is good, and He can't do anything but good. And everything that He's ever done, He's always done for us. And so we have something to rejoice about this morning, and I hope that you'll just get involved in the service this morning. I hope you'll remember this morning that we have a homecoming here at Mountain View Baptist Church, and we are not having any Sunday school, starting the choir at 10:45, and then the Brother Hunter Sean will be preaching for us this morning, and then we'll be having lunch. I'd like to invite everyone to come and enjoy fellowship lunch with us. And then after lunch, the Sean family will be singing in the afternoon. So I want you to come and be a part of the service this morning. And I hope you enjoy it. Continue to remember these on our prayer list this morning. Remember Polly Paris this morning. Remember Mamie Hartline. And also Edith Voss. Keep praying for her this morning. And we certainly want to remember this morning Larry Stoker and also Clyde Painter and Brother George Ashburn. Remember them in prayer this morning that God would undertake for their needs. I know that He's an all-able God this morning, and we can always put our faith and our trust in Him. Hope this song will be a blessing to you this morning. Amen. Matthew chapter number 13 this morning, begin reading verse number 10. The Bible said, the disciples came and said unto Him, why speakest thou unto them in parables? He answered and said unto them, because it is given unto you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it is not given. Whosoever has, to him shall be given. He shall have more abundance. But whosoever hath not, from him shall be taken even that which he has. Therefore speak I unto them in parables, because they seeing see not, and hearing they hear not, neither do they understand. And in them is fulfilled the prophecy of Isaiah, which saying, by hearing you shall hear, and shall not understand, and seeing you shall see, and shall not perceive. For this people's heart is waxed gross, and their ears are dull of hearing. Their eyes have they closed, lest at any time they should see with their eyes, and hear with their ears, and should understand with their hearts, and should be converted, I should heal them. But blessed are your eyes, for they see, and your ears, for they hear. For verily I say unto you, that many prophets and righteous men have desired to see those things which you see, have not seen them, and to hear those things which you hear, and have not heard them. Our Heavenly Father, and our God, as we come before you, we thank you, Lord, this morning for the privilege of prayer, your blessings upon our life for strength and health this morning, God. And I thank you for your blessed word this morning, God. I pray that it might go forth and accomplish where you send it this morning, God. I pray that wherever your people are gathered together this morning, you'd be in the midst this morning, God. You'd anoint your men, Lord, to boldly stand and proclaim the truths of thy word this morning, God. I pray that as someone might come to saving knowledge of Christ, be born again in the family of God. Lord, I pray for that sheep that stray from the fold, that you remind them of the price that was paid for their soul this morning, God, and where their place is. Lord, among your people this morning, I pray you throw out the lifeline out of that one about to go under this morning, God. I pray your grace would abound. Lord, this morning, God, touch that heart today, God, that's struggling. Lord, I do pray your will might be done in our own lives. I bless this morning, God. I pray the name of Christ be exalted and lifted up, Lord, in the midst to your people today. Draw all of us unto yourself, and we'll thank you and praise you have this morning for everything you do. Touch those that are sick and afflicted, have those where the death angels visited, God, have those that are discouraged and disheartened. For all this we ask in Jesus' name, amen, this morning, and amen. How the Bible said this morning in verse number 15, have that their ears are dull of hearing, their hearts, he said, their eyes they have closed, at least of any time, how they should see with their eyes, hear with their ears, and understand with their hearts. I want to preach on the thought, God been our helper this morning, on why men won't get saved. Why men won't get saved this morning. Dear friend, you'll find this account the Bible gives us here in Matthew chapter number 13, wherein Jesus said this morning, with their eyes have they see not, with their ears they hear not, with their heart they understand and believe not this morning. In fact, you'll find it in Mark chapter 4. You'll find it in Luke chapter 8. You'll find it in John chapter 12. In all four Gospels, you'll find this statement this morning. In Isaiah chapter 6, you'll find it. Ezekiel chapter 12, you'll find it. Acts chapter 28, you'll find it. And Romans chapter number 11. And verse number 8, you'll find have the very same statement, dear friend, this morning. Why is it that men won't get saved? Dear friend, very simple. The Bible said they won't see, they won't hear, and neither will they believe with their heart today. Amen. Dear friend, why is it that men won't get saved? Dear friend, when salvation is so simple, dear friend, today. I mean, the Bible said that if thou shalt believe in thine heart have the Lord Jesus and confess with thy mouth, thou shalt be saved. And dear friend, the Bible said, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved, and whosoever believeth in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. And dear friend, the thief said, Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom. And the Philippian jailer said, men, what must I do to be saved? And Paul said, believe on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. And the eunuch said unto Philip, here's water, what does hinder me from being baptized? And Philip said, thou must believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. And dear friend, why is it that men won't be saved when salvation is so simple? And dear friend, when salvation is so seeking,
seeking. And I'm glad the Bible said that Jesus Christ came to seek and to save that which was lost. Brother, I wasn't looking for God when the day I got saved. I sure am glad He's looking for me. I'm glad He sought me out. I'm glad He traced my steps. I'm glad He made an appointment. The Bible said in Titus, the grace of God that bringeth salvation has appeared unto all men. And the Bible said that God has dealt unto every man a measure of faith. I've called, I've stretched forth my arms, and He said, whosoever will, let him come. Amen. Dear friend, this morning I'm glad that salvation, dear friend, came to me. Amen. It wasn't a treasure, brother, I dug up. Dear friend, it wasn't an enlightenment that I got. Dear friend, it wasn't something I've been searching for my whole life. Dear friend, the Lord Jesus Christ came to me. The only reason I love Him this morning is because He first loved me. Woo! Hallelujah! I'm glad I'm saved this morning. Why is it that men won't get saved when salvation is so simple, when it's seeking after them, and when it's already settled? Thank God in heaven. Dear friend, salvation didn't cost me a dime. The Bible said, come without money and come without price. And whosoever will, let him come and take of the waters of life freely. Amen. He said, I've given all. I thank God this morning freely. Dear friend, unto him. Dear friend, this morning that offered up his own son, how shall he not with him freely give us all things? Jesus Christ had tasted death for every man. He said, I'm the good shepherd because I laid out my life for the sheep. Wounded for our transgressions. Bruised for our iniquities. And by his stripes, thank God we're healed. The chastisement of our peace was placed upon him. The sins of the whole world, dear friend, he bore upon the cross. My atonement, my sacrifice, thank God, ransom was paid. Dear friend, salvation already paid for this morning. Why won't men get saved when it costs them nothing? Amen. Why won't men get saved? Because, dear friend, it's so simple. Salvation is settled, and it's also sanctioned. Dear friend, because all men have sinned and come short of the glory of God. There's none righteous, no, not one. Dear friend, the Bible said the wages of sin is death. The gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. He said, I'm the way, I'm the truth, and I'm the life. God made one way for all men to be saved. And we know this morning that being saved, what a blessing it is. Dear friend, the Bible said, blessed is that man whose sins are forgiven. Amen. What a blessing it is to have the slate wiped clean. Amen. To have the guilt lifted. The shackles, thank God, fall away. The past, the present, the future. I'm free. I'm free from the sins. Amen. We know there's benefits in being saved. The Father promised us that He'd supply our every need and never leave us nor forsake us. That His grace would be sufficient. That His peace would be passing all understanding. That He would hear our prayers. Amen. The best thing about being saved, I'm not going to hell. Amen. You'd think, knowing all of this, our churches would be full. You'd think, knowing this, that folks would be lined up at the altar to get saved. You'd think, knowing all of this, that folks would want to receive the Lord into their heart. Amen. If McDonald's was giving away Big Macs, you couldn't get in the parking lot. If Walmart was giving away TVs, you couldn't get down the street. The Lord Jesus stands with His arms open wide, calling, come to me. The knocks on the door and said, if any man will hear my voice and open up, I'll give you eternal life and you'll never die. Amen. Thank God. And yet, you can beg and plead and you still can't get men to come and accept Jesus Christ. the Bible said that men's deeds are evil and they will not come to the light because they love the darkness, lest they might be exposed and revealed. And if men's deeds are good and they don't see a need for a Savior, amen, and so they wear their rags of righteousness and their rituals and religion and they don't see the need of getting saved. And if why won't men get saved this morning? Three reasons the Bible gives us. First of all, he said they will not see with their eyes. Men will not get saved because they can't see the signs. Amen. It's as plain as the nose on your face. Amen. None so blind as those that refuse to see. Men want evidence. Men want facts. They want absolutes. Amen. And yet the Bible said that you'll not be persuaded though one rose from the dead. Amen. Open up your eyes and see this world's in bad shape. Our dear friend, this morning, the troubles, our dear friend, are upon us. Our dear friend, this morning, men will not get saved because they do not see, our dear friend, the wailing of this earth. The earth is growing. Hey, brother, look at the earthquakes, the storms, the volcanoes. Hey, dear friend, the signs of the sea and the sky. Amen. Hey, dear friend, can you not see all of this that God is trying to get our attention? Amen. Men cannot see the wickedness that's in this world that we're living in, perilous times. The love of many have waxed cold. And evil men and seducers are waxing worse. And the hearts of men are failing because of the fear of things to come. And the earth is filled with violence, and every imagination of man's heart is wicked. And dear friend, that nations are rising against nations. And dear friend, the perversions. And dear friend, that we read about. And dear friend, the absolute. And dear friend, the valuing of human life. And dear friend, this morning, why don't men get saved when they can see the wickedness of this world? Amen. And dear friend, they cannot see the wound. And the Bible said that knowledge would increase. And that ever learn but not ever come to the knowledge of the truth. And dear friend, they cannot see the wrath of God. And dear friend, that's headed in this direction. Revelation chapter 9 and verses 20 and 21. And Revelation chapter 16, verses 9 and also verse 11. Four times the Bible said, and dear friend, that men refuse to repent and give God the glory. I mean, brother, when God's pouring out His wrath, how the seals are open, the trumpets sound, how the horsemen are riding, how dear friend, the blood of the martyrs are running in the streets, how the sun is turned black, the moon to blood, how the stars are falling from heaven, hail and fire and blood, how one third of the trees is burned up, one third of the sea is turned to blood, one third of the rivers has turned bitter, one third of the population of this earth has died, how dear friend, the bottomless pit is opened, how dear friend, and men are being tormented and cannot find death. Have the vials of plagues, of sores. Everything in the sea dies, the rivers. Have dear friend, the sun is scorching men. Have the Bible said darkness is upon the land. And they gnawed their tongues with the pain. And yet still the Bible said they refuse how to repent and give God the glory. Why is it that men will not get saved? Because they cannot see. And then number two, they cannot hear. How dear friend, the scriptures, amen. How the only truth you'll ever find in this world, how you'll find in the Word of God. The Bible said in the last days there'll be a famine in the land. How dear friend, not for food or drink, but for the hearing of the Word of God. He that has ears, let him hear. Because faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Amen. Wisdom, how dear friend, tells us to be ready. How dear friend, this morning, God. How dear friend, in His blessed book that He's preserved, how down through every age and every generation, how dear friend, has told us how to be saved, how to be assured of heaven, how that we can approach God. How dear friend, He's given us warnings, amen, time and time again. Don't let that day overtake you. Don't be left behind. There's a time that God winked at the ignorance of men, but now commandeth all men everywhere to repent. Thou art inexcusable, oh man. And whomsoever thou art, how shall you escape? if you neglect so great a salvation. He said, repent or perish. Because today's the day of salvation. Now's the appointed time. Your life is but a vapor that's here for a little while and vanishes away. And dear friend, all is appointed unto die. And dear friend, this morning I'm telling you the Spirit of God and the Word of God. Men just will not hear His voice saying, come unto me and come now. And today if you hear His voice, harden not your heart. Amen. And then finally, why won't men get saved? And dear friend, they will not see, they will not hear, and neither will they understand. And dear friend, the severities. Amen. They just won't believe. Church is not for me. I pray for somebody else, preacher. Save your sermon for somebody else. Amen. I'll talk to God in my way and on my terms. Dear friend, I'll tell you, men just do not understand the parameters of being lost this morning, of dying without Christ in hell, lifting up their eyes. Amen. And the Bible said, hell from beneath thee is moving to meet thee at thy coming, has enlarged herself. Dear friend, this morning, in hell there's no hope, no reprisals, no repeals, no release. Dear friend, they don't understand the pain and the suffering. The fire is not quenched, the worm dieth not. There's weeping and wailing and gnashing of teeth, torment and smoke and darkness. They don't understand the permanency that hell is forever. It's the second death, cast in the lake of fire. Why would anyone want to die lost? Amen. When they don't have to. Thank God. Dear friend, that He opened our eyes and let us see the truth. Dear friend, why is it that men won't be saved? Brother, dear friend, I hope this morning it is my prayer that if you don't know God, that you'll open your eyes and open your ears and open your heart and let Him come in before it's too late. May the Lord richly bless you, is our prayer.